we are researching, looking up photos to tell our stories about our schools, championships, any community leagues that we'd like to highlight, as well as individuals that have excelled either as an athlete or as a coach.
When you found out this exhibit would be coming to Hancock County, was there a particular moment in local sports history that you knew had to be included?
When we submitted our application, we focused in on a football championship that took place between Carthage High School and Northwestern High School, which at that time was just outside of La Harpe. And this was in the year 2000. So the Carthage Blue Boys and the Northwestern Thunder made it to state football championship Class 1A. The boys played each other. Carthage High School won that game. Oh, after the game, it was very touching. Both teams knelt down in the center of the field and said a prayer together, led by their coaches. So fast forward 6 years, 2006, those same high schools are now converged into Illini West High School. So two teams that were rivals are now Illini West High School Chargers and playing together on a football team.
Has there been a lot of interest in the community to participate and be involved in this project?
We've had good response from each of our nine communities. The reason we wanted to do this as a countywide effort is to bring the county together. It's important to stand unified, not only in a project like this, but in attracting business to the county, providing activities for our youth, supporting entrepreneurship, building Hancock County as a great place to raise families, therefore attracting young people back to the county. So we are just hoping that this project is just one piece of unifying the county and helping us move forward.
I think it would be difficult to find someone who did not have a connection to a local sports team in one way or another.
You're right about that. I mean, it does seem, especially, you know, in our small rural communities, that's the event. That's what brings people together, whether they have children in school or not. It just seems to be a draw for the majority of the people in the community. You go to the Friday night football game, or you go to the Thursday night basketball game, you go to the track meet. It just seems to be something that brings people together, and it becomes even much more than the athletic event. It becomes a social event.
Were you ever able to get anyone in Hamilton to help out?
We're still working on that. We got a couple of folks that have sent us things, and we're hoping that we'll get a couple more people involved over there.
But you should have something from them?
Yes.
Would their absence be noticeable?
Well, when you think about Hamilton is our largest community in Hancock County, you know, and boy, they've got a great history of sports and some great coaches from over there. So, yeah, it would be noticeable. We don't want to leave anybody out. And of course, you know, we've got smaller communities like, you know, Fountain Green and Webster and Basco and Denver, and some of those stories will be told as well. They'll be intertwined into the nine larger communities. But our goal, of course, like I said, is to bring the county together. So there is an urgency that we want to make sure that everybody is represented in those nine major communities.
How do you think you're going to go about telling these stories in the exhibits, or what's it going to look like visually?
We're going to try to limit the amount of text. We've learned that people don't go to museums to read. They go to look at objects, and they go to interact with the exhibit. So we're trying to kind of follow that protocol, keep the amount of text to a minimum, and really tell our story with objects, photographs, memorabilia, and do it that way. The national exhibit is very interactive. In fact, part of the interactive piece on the iPad, it's a section called The Spirit of the Game, and this is all of the support that goes along with the actual game, like the cheerleaders, the marching band, the fans. And so we were able to film Illini West High School marching band and submit that to the Smithsonian. And they accepted that as part of that interactive piece for the national exhibit. So that was kind of cool that we were able to get into the national exhibit as well.
Amy Graham is the Community Development Director for Carthage. The National Smithsonian exhibit will be displayed in the city from November to mid-December. Graham says they plan to have the local exhibits up across the county by early September. All will be free to the public. I'm Emily Boyer, Tri-State's Public Radio News.